Okay, everyone, this is Chelsea Blanchard from the Boston Landmarks Commission, and I'm just going to make a general announcement because I feel like there's too many people in this meeting and maybe some of you don't need to be here. If you have submitted an application and it has been indicated that you will receive administrative review, which is all of you tonight, we don't have any applications that were not going to be approved by the administration, by the staff. So you don't have to be here if you don't want to be, but we're happy to have you. And at that, I will let Lynn begin.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Let me just adjust this view.
Thanks. Yeah, I have to just move out of the way. Okay. I am calling to order this meeting of the Boston Landmarks Commission on March 28th at 6 p.m. Present are Commissioners Jacques, Freeman, Henderson, Walker, Verducci, Gauganian, Hotelling, Gagno, Amedeo, and myself, Lynn Smilage. You can participate in this hearing by going to the Zoom meeting link posted in our agenda online at https://zoom.us/j/9317221767460 or by calling 301-715-8592 and entering meeting ID 931-7221-7460. You can also submit written comments to us via email at blc@boston.gov. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Boston Landmarks Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded. All conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has been adjourned. Now I would ask if there are any media or elected officials present, could you please identify yourself now by stating your name, title, and affiliation? You can raise your hand using the Zoom hand raise application.
I don't see anyone raising their hands. And I don't see any emails.
Okay. So do you have a slide of the agenda?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for streamlining that.
Absolutely.
The introduction. All right.
It's easier.
Here's the agenda. First, order of business, design review. I'm sorry, no design review hearing today. That was canceled because there were no applications. Next, order of business, administrative approvals. So these will be a vote on the design review applications that were given administrative approval, followed by review and ratification of the public hearing minutes from the hearings that took place on the 28th of February and the 14th of March, followed by staff updates and adjournment. So first order of business, David, if you could read those into the record.
Okay, again, these are applications that came before the staff and the staff had approved them based on their adherence to the guidelines. So the vote after I read all of them, or the nominate, or the motion at the end of my reading them in would be to accept that approval. So the first is number 23.0689, the Esplanade DAS nodes on poles by Extenet. 14 new poles. These were previously approved by the BLC, and this was a request for an extension of the expired approval. Next is 23.0685, at 371 Washington Street. The work is a sign replacement for Claire's on Jewelers Building. Next, 23.0705, it's at 139 Tremont Street, Emerson College and Parks Department, Trillium Beer. Trillium Beer Garden on Boston Common. This is temporarily install no permanent structures. Next is 23.0696 at 4 South Market Street, Faneuil Hall Marketplace. The work is a Samsonite sign install. Next is 23.0695. This is 89 Broad Street. The work is change of signage from the Hilton to the Dagny, and change signage lettering only. Next is 23.0700. This is Gordon Hall, 25 Shattuck Street. The work is a rooftop MEP replacement. And the last is 23.0704, the Boston Public Library at 230 Dartmouth Street, a fire alarm equipment upgrades. So again, the motion is to accept those approvals.
Thank you, David. And Lynn, we now have Commissioner Renahan with us.
Okay, thank you.
I will second.
Thanks, Brad. And voting will be Commissioners Hotelling and Gagno. Let me just quickly count and make sure that's correct. One, two. Yes, okay. Commissioner Jacques?
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Goganian?
Yes.
Hotelling?
Yes.
Gagno?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right. Next order of business, review and ratification of two sets of minutes. Can we vote on them together or do we need to vote separately?
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. Joe, do you know?
I would do it separately just in case someone wants to abstain from one of them.
Okay. So this will be the minutes from the meeting on the 20th of February.
I have a minor correction, Lynn.
Yep, good. Thanks, Brad.
Okay, just to prove that I read them, at least the parts with my name. On the third page, there is discussion of the design review application for the Blessed Sacrament Church. Mm-hmm. About two-thirds of the way down, my initials BW, the new glass residence entry gets a thumbs up. That actually is glass residence entry.
Thank you. What did I write? Sentry?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's probably what it sounded like on the transcript.
It's the guardhouse, right?
It's not the guardhouse. It's the door.
Entry. Got it.
And then I have, my name is misspelled in both sets of minutes.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Do I give you an AU?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I keep doing that.
And mine is misspelled in the first set of minutes, but not in the second. So thank you.
O-N-E-N, right?
O-N.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'll fix those things. Richard, okay.
All righty. So voting will be Commissioners Renahan and Amadeo. So I entertain a vote to approve these minutes with the corrections supplied.
So moved. Brad.
Okay, Brad, second?
I'll second.
I'm sorry, that was John Amadeo?
Yep.
Okay. Commissioner Jacques?
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Goganian?
Yes.
Renahan?
Yes.
Amadeo?
Yes.
And I vote yes. All right. Now the minutes from the meeting on the 14th of March. I was not present for this one. We already accepted a few spelling corrections. Anything else on those minutes?
That was another very short hearing.
Yep. Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
And I'm sorry,
Richard.
Oh, Richard, thank you. Second?
Brad.
Okay, Brad. And voting are Commissioners Hotelling and Gagno. Commissioner Jacques?
Abstain due to absence.
Okay. Freeman?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Walker?
Yes.
Verducci?
Yes.
Goganian?
Yes.
Hotelling?
Yes.
Gagno?
Yes.
And I'll abstain since I wasn't there either. So Commissioner Amadeo, if you could vote.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That'll do it. All right. Staff updates.
None from me, except that we will be having our next meeting in April, because it's spring now.
Yes. I do have a question, because apparently that mandate or license to have online meetings expires in a few days. Will that be that will just be do we know what's ahead in terms of in-person meetings?
We have been told internally that to operate as though they're going to be extended until March 2025. And I suspect, I've been away, Chelsea and Roseanne, if you've heard anything since I've been away, but I suspect it's going to be another matter where we won't hear anything until April 1st.
we received some type of update from Kat this week, I think, and it's still not finally decided, but it was one step closer to being decided. So to still keep it in place.
So my question is, perhaps we will be able to continue this, but are we required to?
We're not, but it's a problem of now hearing rooms and where hearing rooms are going to take place.
Mm-hmm. You mean there aren't any available?
Well, that'll be the thing to decide who, you know, what organ, you know, what departments are taking what hearing rooms. But you know, I feel, and again, Roseanne, if you want to chime in, is that our department's going to be, you know, including the Conservation Commission, will be doing everything remotely.
Yeah, I think that's really unfortunate. I mean, I'd like to see us do hybrid meetings, but I think staying all remote is really unfortunate.
Yeah, the hybrid meeting, you know, we've talked about, and it's very challenging to coordinate. And there's a lot of audio, visual, and technical help that we will need, and resources, which we don't have.
I've experienced that with another organization.
And yeah, she took the words really, right out of my mouth.
Really highly unsuccessful.
Hybrid meetings are very difficult. I've also, like Lynn, had experience with another organization, and it was a travesty. It was terrible.
Okay, so I just found the email that we received, and it just says the Massachusetts legislature just passed a compromise supplement budget bill that includes an extension of pandemic-related authorizations for virtual and hybrid public meetings. The remote and hybrid meeting options will be extended through March 31st, 2025. The bill now goes to the governor's office for signature. So it's not quite done. And we had a city council meeting that I was in attendance the other day where a hybrid function was put in place, but it was very difficult to hear the people who were remote.
I'm just curious, because I haven't been here that long. When you did have in-person meetings, did you get fewer public attendees? Like, does hybrid help more people in the community?
Yes.
Okay.
And it also helps with commissioner attendance as well in our...
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Not having to get through the metal detector at City Hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like such a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So if there's nothing else, I guess I can...
Jeffrey?
Dorothy? I'm sorry, I have a quick question of Commissioner Jacques, given her position as chair of the Community Preservation Committee. Felicia, is there any update on when the round is going to proceed out of the mayor's office and get to the city council, or is that still in the works and we just don't know yet?
What I can say is that they're still trying to get it scheduled. It's trying to be, it's difficult with the city council schedule. I know we were all supposed to have this done in March. Hopefully it will be done mid to late April.
Thank you.
That's the latest update.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy.
Yes. Hello, everyone. First, I'm going to be working on scheduling a study report subcommittee meeting for the Parker House.
Ah.
Yes. So first, I need to confirm who said they'd be on the subcommittee.
If I remember correctly, Brad, Tom Hotelling, correct, Tom?
Yes, correct.
Myself, and
I said I would do it.
Good, Susan. I thought that was a fourth one. Yes, that would be great.
That with Susan?
Yeah.
Yes, Susan Gogan.
All right. So I shall send out a doodle poll to figure out what times are best for us to pull this together.
Right.
Okay. And my other announcement is, since I'm the point person for Preservation Month, send me your ideas. That would be dorothy.clark@boston.gov. And I recall that, John, you had mentioned the tour that you do. Have you thought any more about that, or when you might want to offer it?
In Preservation Month, in May.
I mean, like a particular date?
No, I haven't thought of a date, but since the best time is to be there about an hour before twilight to see it in daytime and then see the lights come up toward the end of the tour, it would probably be at, you know, maybe 6 o'clock. So it could be on a weeknight. It doesn't have to be on a weekend. So, you know, if staff wanted to join and staff thought a weeknight would be better, then we could pick a weeknight. If a weekend would be better, then I'm flexible. I can do either.
Okay. Good to know. And you would be taking people around to see
the Christian Science Plaza.
Yes. Yes.
Though he also does a nice walking tour of the South End.
I do.
You might have to limit numbers, but.
Okay. All right. And we can talk a little bit, yeah, you know, later more about it. So we can do a write up and pick a particular date. But I just wanted to.
Sure.
Get that in my head. And, you know, maybe I could talk about what used to be there before the Christian Science Plaza was. Oh. Am I dating myself?
Oh boy.
You actually remember?
Yeah.
He remembers.
The Uptown Theater.
Oh, goodness. I didn't know that one. That's one I didn't know.
Ooh, we definitely must talk.
Yeah, we must. I want to hear more about that.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds fun. Dorothy, also, while you're with us, you can maybe update the commissioners on how many study reports are now underway.
Ooh, okay. Oh gosh, we've got three that had deadlines of March 30th. I have one of those in my hot little hand, and that's for the Hotel Buckminster. So I'm working on getting that draft ready to present to you. And then there is the North End, what's the name of the center?
Nazaro.
Yes, Nazaro Center. And our other one, same team is working on that. That's what, is it the market? North Market, South Market?
Yeah, the rest of them are due June 30th.
Yes.
So they've got some time, but uh-huh. we're still We're still biting our nails a little bit.
it's a total of 7 or 8, correct?
12.
Oh, 12. Oh,
yep. Great. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Nice. Yes.
Mm. Okay, keep us posted.
Will do, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer's on her maternity leave. The baby. We haven't heard about the baby yet, but we're waiting with, you know, bated breath about that. So
yes,
that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is all I have.
Okay. So on that note, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
David. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.